Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
Another beautiful Sunday morning to all of you, whether you're watching this stream on the morning or in during the afternoon or the evening. I hope that you are having a great time just the same. And this time around, it's rather an opportunity indeed that we can come together again to worship the Lord through this platform and just the same, put our thoughts together and our minds together as we worship. So join me in prayer as we kick off this Sunday time again to worship the Lord through His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you and bless you because of the many wonderful things that you have done and for the things that you are yet to do. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil alam namin na sa panahong ito, ikaw muli ang siyang makikiisa at tunay na Lord God, ulayaw sa aming kalagitnaan. Whether we're distant, Lord God, or in person, I know that you are going to do a great thing through this message. Thank you so much. Bless your word. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share with you a message I have entitled Making a Firm Choice, A Journey to Maturity. And this is exactly a look into the experience of Job and how that particular experience, would encourage us to kind of push on ahead in spite of difficult situation. So, bago tayo magpatuloy, let me just kind of, begin this talk by kind of presenting to you an argument or an idea na pagdating po sa pagbabahagi ng isang paniniwala, which is pinag-usapan natin last time, there is a point wherein we ourselves are placed into a situation whether we're gonna embrace a particular truth or particularly when it comes to authority, and sometimes we don't just readily follow people and believe them simply because they're leading, okay? And that is a challenge. Because hindi lahat ng namumuno ay sinusundan. At kahit na tayo po, whether we are in the sphere of a small gathering or, a nuclear family, just the same, whether you're a father, you're a mother, you're a colleague, you have an influence. And that particular influence translates into authority in a sense. However, makikita po natin na sa kahit na sa anong larangan, whether you're in church or in school, whether you're in your workplace, there is what we would call an authority challenge, okay? And mind you, the absence of a recognized, okay, and functional authority breeds anarchy. Pag ang mga tagasunod ay walang nakikitang huwaran po ng susundan nila, they do not see a prototype, to follow. Wala silang makitang malinaw, okay, na huwaran ng isang paniniwala. Hindi po nila yung ginagawa. At lagi ko po sinasabi sa aking mga disciple, even in our church, iba yung sinasabi, iba yung ginagawa. One thing that I have learned in leadership for the last 3 decades that I've been pastoring is that mahirap pong ituro yung isang bagay na hindi mo ginagawa. Ang pinakamadaling paraan ng pagtuturo ay ipakita mo muna and then madali pong sundan. So, as we continue on and talk about this authority challenge, meron pong mga puntos na kailangan kong bigyan ng pansin o ihayag, okay, sa inyo na pagbulayan po natin. Number one, sabi po dito na when it comes to authority, sabi niya, it's become, okay, an instinctive for people, rather, to have, okay, problems with authority. It's natural for people, kahit na yung mga anak natin minsan, pag inuutusan natin, anak, pakikuha mo ngayon, bakit ako? Ako na naman, right? Bata pa lang, marunong nang magrason, no? And basically, man has a problem with authority, particularly, how we relate with God, no? That has become a thing. Another thing is submitting to a governing rule or power serves as an, a constant struggle to many. Okay? Merong mga taong, kumbaga, sa mga panahon ngayon, no? Lalo na pag nanonood ako ng mga balita, no? And how they would do clearing kind of operations, lalo na sa mga market areas, sa mga lansangan. And sabi po doon, kagaya sa Maynila, for instance, no? The people, the kagawads or the, enforcers would clear up the streets of vendors. And, the vendors would oblige and leave the area. Pero pagkatapos maan yung mga authority, balik na naman sila sa dati. Lagi kong sinasabi, madalas, no, ang hirap ng walang nagbabantay. Kasi pag walang nagbabantay sa atin, may tendency tayong magwala. Because, no, that's just instinctive to many. Okay? Probably to many because, you know, we have accustomed ourselves into not really following by heart. Okay? And furthermore, is disobedience and defiance. Okay? Sabi niya, has become a normative expression, you know, in disguise as, or in the guise rather of democracy and self-expression. I'm just self-expressing. This is a free country, you know, but minsan nakikita natin na you know, hindi natin rather nakikita na yung ginagawa natin is just an excuse, okay, to what we're doing. And most of the time, sabi nga eh, the end just does not justify the means. So, kung titingnan po natin dito, at the end of the day, you know, Robert E. Lee said this, obedience to lawful authority is the foundation of, okay, sabi nito is the foundation of manly character, okay? There's an expression or what you call an English slang that goes like man up. Ibig sabihin, own up to your responsibility, you know? Try to take responsibility for the most part of it, okay? Kasi sa totoo nga po, authority, sabi niya, is the foundation. Yung, kumbaga, sa Tagalog, no? Yung, kumbaga, huwaran ng tunay na lalaki. Eka nga, no? Hindi po yung inumin, no? Ng tunay na lalaki. Hindi yun, no? Pero ang huwaran po ng pagiging mature o ng tunay na pagiging maginoo is yung pong kakayanan po natin na ipakita po yung ating pagsunod, okay, sa mga kinauukulan. So, as we continue on, one thing that we need to understand, it's ironic, okay, na sa pagkakataon natin ngayon, man choose to be unruly and, okay, subversive in the pursuant of his demands. In short, pag hindi natin nakukuha yung gusto natin, okay, nagwawala tayo, no, gumagawa tayo ng kaparaanan para sin tayo, ihayag kuno yung ating mga hinaing. Pero in reality kasi, nga ayaw po nating magpasakop, no? We are self-willed and for the most part of it, we have become arrogant, okay? Hindi lamang po tayo wala sa lugar, minsan talagang ipinaglalantaran po natin yung ating yung ating pagiging palalo, no? Now, understand this, okay? A great work is made out of a combination of obedience and liberty. Ibig sabihin, may tama pong balanse nung kalayaan, okay? At kakayanan nating sumunod. And this is very relevant to the Word of God. You know, most of the time, we like to come to the Lord. We confess Him as Jehovah Jireh. We confess Him as Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the God who provides. But you have to understand, in spite of the truth that God is loving, in spite of the fact that God is, you know, a generous God, He is also a just God. And He kind of challenges us or summons us to obey His commands. In fact, you know, at the outset of Joshua's conquest, ang bilin po ng Panginoon kay Joshua is do not look to the left or to the right. In short, make sure that there's no compromise. Make sure that your focus is clear. Make sure that you are heading towards the right direction. So, as we continue with this further, no, let's go to our main scripture. And this is a story, you know, in the book of Job. And I'm not just going to simply highlight the sufferings of Job. Most of the time, that's the only thing that we kind of draw from the book of Job. But really, okay, there are so many insights from the book of Job na pwede po natin kapulutan ng aral. And let's proceed. Job chapter 35, verse 5 to 8. This is what it says, 36, I should say. God is mighty, but despises no one. He is mighty and firm in His purpose. Okay, He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives the afflicted the rights. Okay, He does not take His eyes off the righteous. Okay, He enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. But if people are bound in chains, okay, held fast by cords of affliction, He tells them what they have done. Okay, that they have sinned arrogantly. He makes them listen to the correction and to the command and commands them to repent of their evil. Verse 11, if they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity, okay, and their years in contentment. Verse 12, but if they do not listen, they will perish by the sword, and die without knowledge. Now, this is a very good presentation, no, of obeying God and really allowing oneself, okay, to join with God and to kind of allow oneself to enjoy both the protection of God and His blessing. Now, let me get kind of, you know, segue a little bit and cite you an example, okay? Early on, no, prior to, you know, kind of the recognition or what we would call, you know, now today known as the Mustangs. I'm not referring to the vehicle, but I'm referring to the horse called the Mustang. You know, these are actually free roaming feral horse of North America, okay, particularly of West American West. In reality, they are descendants from the horses brought, you know, to the Americas by the Spaniards, okay. And during the war, some of these horses, kind of, you know, domesticated horses, were kind of brought loose or set loose, and they kind of roamed around the plains until they bred, and you know, a new breed of wild horses came along later on called Mustangs. To begin with, the Mustangs, okay, the early Mustangs brought to the West by the Spaniards, they were domesticated horses, okay, hindi po sila wild. Pero as they were set free, they have eventually, you know, kind of multiplied and themselves and became feral horses, you know, that were roaming free. At makikita po natin na the wild Mustangs, or commonly known as stallions, these feral horses were untamed, okay, for quite a while. And nature brought them up, okay, wherein they were just free roaming feral horses. And they are actually, most of the time, you know, they don't like to be chained. You know, when I say chained, not literally chained, but more so captives and, you know, to be domesticated as a whole. And take note, only expert handlers can really, you know, tame these wild horses, okay? And the strength and beauty of these horses are fantastic, no? At one point, I remember Nelson Mandela, you know, almost similarly to that particular thought. Sabi po niya, for to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. Now, two and two put together, yung pong Mustangs, baligtad, no, na dati domesticated and then set loose, and they became wild. On the other hand, Mandela was talking about, na sabi niya, to be free does not necessarily mean to be not in chain, but rather have the opportunity to kind of look at freedom in a different light. Another famous person, Theodore Roosevelt, okay, went on to say this: in a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. No, Pastor, parang halo-halo yung sinasabi mo. Now, hold a while, because we piece them together right now. Understand one thing: that being free is not about being without change. Kasi kahit na pumalaya ka, na nakakaikot ka, nakakalakad ka, malaya kang gawin ang gusto mo, pero sa bilang banda, nakagapos ka pa rin. Because to be free does not necessarily mean to be physically free as just that. To be free means to be free in spirit, to be free in mind. Madami po ngayon ang, sabi ko nga kanina, nakakagala naman, pero nakatanikala. They are in chain, inside. They are gripped by vices, they are gripped by anxiety disorders, they are gripped by grief within, they are, you know, in prison. No? So, I'd like to talk about this, that freedom at some point is a decision. And how do you mean a decision, Pastor? Because I believe this, that when a person decides to be free, he begins to realize that the only way for him to truly be free is not to be free from outside in, but rather to be free from inside out. And the best way you can do that is when you allow yourself to be, kumbaga, in the presence of God, and to be, sabi nga nila, you know, one author put it this way, to be captive by the Lord is to be free. Okay? Na yes, we are conquered seemingly, allowing ourselves to submit to God. But however, in submitting to God, it's there that we realize the fullness of our freedom. So as we continue on further, understand one thing. And may I submit this for your consideration. Understand that correct, okay, instruction spells the difference between success and disaster. Because at the end of the day, no, we have to understand that, you know, the choices we make today are the lives we will live tomorrow. Now, in the book of Job, balikan natin, sabi ni Job, God is mighty. Okay? First, Job establishes who God is. That in spite of what's going through, in spite of what's happening, he just clearly kind of, you know, put that into a cemented idea. God is mighty. Minsan, baligtad po eh. Tayo, pag nagdadaan tayo sa pagsubok, ang madalas marahil, the most tempting thing that happens is that we say, Lord, nasaan ka na? Are you God? Are you still here? Do you still care? But with Job, it's different with Job. Job went on to say, God is mighty. God, he establishes the position of God. And he says, but despises no one. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. Now, Job would like to establish the truth that God is mighty and he has a purpose. No? Probably just short to say, God has a purpose in spite of what's happening with me right now. He does not keep the wicked alive but gives the afflicted their rights. Okay? And you have to understand at this point in time, Job is greatly afflicted. And in spite of not seeing healing at the moment, he's saying, the Lord is just. The Lord will give me due opportunity for process and it allow me to see the light of his purpose. And I love verse 7 when he says this. He does not take his eyes off the righteous. In short, hindi sinasabi ni Job na malinis ako. Because in fact, his friends came, Job, baka may kasalanan ka. Job, consider your ways. And because back in the day, if you're afflicted, you know, there's only two things that happen. Probably is God is punishing you for your sins or you have done something wicked. Now, here we have to understand one thing. Job continues his statement by saying, he enthrones them with kings and exalts them forever. Now, Job, in spite of what he's going through, has never lost his focus. Now, Lord, in spite of my afflicted body, in spite of what I'm going through right now, even my friends probably do not truly understand what's happening with me, but I still believe that there will come a time that you will establish me in due time. And you will show your favor over my life. And let me just kind of challenge you this morning. I don't know what you're going through or what you have done. I've been gone through probably, kagaya nung sabi ko sa midweek service, you know, the other day, marahil nagdadaan ka pa rin, you know, into that particular grief process and sa kabilang banda, nagtatanong ka pa rin, bakit Panginoon, and why is this happening? But understand this. God has something great for you. God has a plan for you. Let me begin with this. You know, when we talk about established authority, okay, we know our place. Let's recognize our place. God is God. He is here and we are here. But in spite of that particular disparity, you know, that distance, God has kind of, you know, extended His grace towards us. We do not earn authority, understand that. It comes from anointing when we are submitted to God. Now, we are living today with a borrowed opportunity. Hindi po natin pag-aari ang buhay natin. Ang panahon na ipinagkaloob sa atin, the length of our days, the Bible says, the Lord knows them all together. We don't know how long we will live and the time that we are given. But rest assured, God knows, okay, how much time you have. God knows the plan He has for you. And when you understand that, it begins to make sense. So, as I was saying, okay, pagdating po sa authority, we have to understand that everything has been loaned. Our life has been loaned, the time opportunity has been loaned. Even the leadership that we wield today, you have to understand that leadership has an expiry. Okay, authority has an expiry. Because either we retire and pass on our leadership, or if we do not serve well, it's taken away from us. Similar to life, we don't know when it's going to be taken from us or when the Lord will just allow us to kind of, you know, end it altogether and he calls us home. But you have to understand that we do not earn authority simply as a result of position, but rather is we realize in a sense that authority is loaned to us. Okay? Hindi dahil nag-aral ka, okay? Probably in the secular, nag-aral ka, or you know, you serve well in a particular company and they gave you authority. But you have to understand, real authority is not simply earned. Authority is loaned to us. People do not follow you simply because you have position. People follow you simply, not simply, I should say, because of the position that you have, but they follow you because they respect you, they believe you, they honor you. Okay? So, you have to understand one thing, lalo na sa paglilingkod po natin sa Panginoon, do not confuse, okay, ability with anointing. You know, you have to understand at some point, you know, ability is sometimes the greatest disguise to anointing. People sometimes equate ability with anointing. And sabi na, wow, ang galing naman kumanta. Wow, ang galing mag-preach ni pastor. Anointed. Well, sometimes it's just ability. And we could not even, there's a fine line between that. But the real anointing lasts. The impact, it remains. You know, ability after a show, after a particular, you know, presentation. I mean, for a while, people will applaud and people will remember, but after a week, they forget. But anointing, I mean, its effects remains. So kung makikita po natin dito, let me just use the word undercover, okay? When I say undercover, not because you're trying to pretend like a secret agent, but undercover meaning under the cover of God's anointing, under the cover of God's favor. That the moment we yield ourselves to the authority of God, the authority of God covers us, and we preach and we serve and we perform, whether in our businesses, whether wherever we are, not only with our own ability, but under the cover and the mantle of God's favor. Why? Because we serve a steadfast God, the God who is faithful, the God who met you yesterday will be the God who will meet you today, and the God who will be there for you tomorrow. Because your God is unchanging. Okay? If your God, you know, has been faithful to you for the many years past, God will be faithful to you for the many years ahead. Because not only that He is steadfast, He's a strong, mighty deliverer. And probably there will be times that we are puzzled and boggled with the situations we're going in. Parang minsan, Lord, parang nakalimutan mo ko. Parang minsan, Lord, nasan ka na? May mga pagkakataon na ganun nagtatanong tayo. But never underestimate God and how He can take you through the things that you are going through. In one of these days, you would just see everything fall into place. In one of the midweek services, I kind of talked about a preaching, you know, with three major points. I call them the three R's. You know, and taking from the very experience of Nehemiah, sabi ko, looking at the way Nehemiah built and restored Jerusalem from its, you know, kind of shameful situation. Is God restored Jerusalem in a very unique way? And there are three R's. Number one, is there is a time, okay, an opportunity for resilience. In the part of the people were resilient, they were persevering, they were passionate, and most of all, they were patient. And their resilience move on to bring on restoration. And this restoration eventually culminated into a time of rest. Alam niyo po, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, the Lord will put you through, okay, whatever situation you are in right now. The Lord will get you through it, okay? He is mighty and firm in His purpose. He does not keep the wicked alive, but gives the afflicted, I love this, their rights. Hindi ka po kinalimutan ng Panginoon. Hindi ka kakalimutan ng Panginoon. Because God has a great purpose for you. He does not take His eyes off the righteous. God's working is active, it's present, and it's mightily moving in our midst. So as we continue on, sabi niya, it is in humility that we establish our authority, submitting to God's sovereignty. The more we humble ourselves to God, the more we allow ourselves to be under the rule of God, the Lord exalts us. Remember the Bible? You know, when it says, God giveth grace to the humble, but resisteth the proud. God knows what you're going through. God understands your situation. And in due time, He will establish your authority, not as the one that comes from the recognition of man, but authority that comes from the very endorsement of God. In the book of Job, as we continue on, sabi niya, he tells them what they have done. In short, yes, you know, sometimes the Lord will allow us to go through situations, and maybe in our being naive and inexperienced, and probably sometimes may, alam niyo, may kapilyuhan din po tayo eh. And sometimes we kind of, we're waywarded, we err from the very hands of God. Ang masarap dito, sabi dito, is God, okay, chastises those that He loves. Minsan may mga konting, kumbaga, kurot ang Panginoon eh. May mga paalala ang Panginoon. And dahil pilyo tayo, pinapaalalahan ng tayo, parang mga magulang, no? Na minsan kinaagalitan natin yung ating mga anak. Pero hindi ibig sabihin no, na hindi na natin sila mahal. But baligtad nga, the Bible says na whoever the Lord loves, He chastens. He makes them listen to correction and commands them to repent of the evil. The Lord reminds. The Lord will point out our wrong. But it does not mean that He loves us less. If they obey and serve Him, meron pong disclaimer, if they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity. Hallelujah. The key to prosperity is not what prosperity gospel preachers do today, that if you do this and you give some more, you know, and it comes back to you. Yes, that's true in some point, at some point. But the real key to prosperity, sabi niya ito, is when you allow yourself, okay, to be under the very, kumbaga, covering of God and allow Him to just work in your life, and you spend the rest of your days with prosperity as a result of you obeying Him. When we obey God, when we follow His commands, we are insured of a life that is prosperous in a year or years rather of contentment. Makakaramdam po tayo ng kasiyahan, makaka-experience tayo ng kagalakan, makakakita po tayo. But that does not go without correction. Sometimes the Lord will correct us. Sometimes the Lord will rebuke us. Embrace it, friends. Do not turn your eyes to the left or to the right and magtampo ka sa Panginoon at bumitaw ka. But rather understand that is a sure guarantee. Patotoo lamang ito na habang pinaaalalahanan ka ng Panginoon dahil ikaw ay Kanya. Because the Lord loves you. Because the Lord cares for you. And apart from that, of course, He empowers you. You know, pag ikaw nadapa, pag ikaw ay sumemplang, you fail, yes, the Lord will correct you. But don't worry. After He has corrected you and instructed you, He will empower you. I call that empowered agents, okay? Okay, a promise of abundance and protection, okay, and provision secures the faithful. Because you can be sure, okay, that He makes you listen to correction if you obey Him. And when you obey the Lord, understand one thing, okay? Those that under the power of God, no? Under the power of His mighty hands, you experience favor. You experience fulfilled living. Why? Because you allow yourself to be under the mighty hand and rule of God in your life. And when you do that, you experience empowerment. You experience the power of God moving. Look at this. I love this in the book of Psalm. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love this. Wouldn't it be great to just dwell in the house of the Lord? Well, you don't have to be transported into the very realm of the Spirit in the presence of God to enjoy this. You can enjoy the very presence of God right now wherever you are, in your living room, in your kitchen, in your workplace, in the park, wherever you are, because the Spirit of God is with you. The Lord is my strong tower. You know, the Bible says, and I will not be moved, David said. Right? You can run into Him and you are safe. In the book of Deuteronomy, okay, on chapter 11, 26 to 28, it says this, see, I am setting to you today blessing and curse, and blessing if you obey, you know, the commands of the Lord your God. Now, you see, the very key to blessing, there's no secret formula to blessing. There's no secret formula to prosperity and contentment. The real secret to blessing, no, if I may call it even a secret at all, no, as I've said, there's no secret, is simple, humble obedience to the commands of God in your life. When you listen, when you heed the prompting of the Spirit. As a result, in the end, the Lord does not only cover you with His anointing. The Lord does not only kind of, you know, empower you. But most of all, you become His trusted ambassadors. Ibig po sabihin, pinagkatiwalaan ng Panginoon. And one must first learn how to be under authority, to be in authority and exercise it. Mahirap pong mamuno pag ikaw ay hindi natutong sumunod. Bago ka mamuno, matuto ka munang sumunod. You can't be a teacher until you haven't been a student yet. I have mentored so many people in my life. Some of them are professionals now. Some of them, you know, sadly did not amount to anything now. At ang pagkakaiba po lang nung successful at nung hindi successful is dahil yung successful nakinig at nagpatuloy. Yung hindi successful, nag-give up at sumuway. And that is true to leadership. You cannot wield something that you have not learned. Mahirap pong ibahagi ang isang bagay na ikaw mismo hindi mo natutunan at hindi mo nagawa. One thing that I always tell my disciples, if I may call them disciples at all, is that I always tell them this and remind them this, I will not ask you to do something that I have not myself done. Kung ako hindi, kung, ibig sabihin, kung ginawa, hindi ko ipagagawa sa inyo. Kaya pag sinabi ko sa inyo, mag-devotion kayo, alam niyong nagdi-devotion ako. Makakatiyak kayo. Kung sinabi kong mag-journal kayo, whether digital or whether notebook, alam niyong ginagawa ko yun. Pag sinabi kong magbigay kayo, many of you knows that, ako kasi nagbibigay din. And you have to understand that the law of reciprocity is applicable almost to anything. Kung anong tinanim, yun ang inaani. Gusto mong maging mainam? Gusto mong gumaling? Mag-aral ka. Gusto mong maging magaling na leader? Mag-invest ka sa leadership opportunity. Gusto mong maging kagaya ni Kristo? Then basahin mo, aralin mo, babaran mo ang mga salita ng Panginoong Hesukristo. To who are you committed to? That's a question. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people are doing ministry or doing things as such with ulterior motives. Hindi talaga para maglingkod eh. At the end of the day, ang plano nila, para meron akong mahutot, para meron akong maigib, para meron akong makuha. And when I get that, I'm out of here. Well, sadly, we have experienced people like that in ministry, in our very own ministry. I do not count it ill against them. I'm just sorry for them because they missed the point. Okay? Leadership, especially in our context, is not about who we are simply in terms of what we can do, but who we have become because of what Jesus has done in and through us. So, sabi ko pong madalas, ako nga, no, hindi nag-inarte kasi alam ko pag ako mismo nag-inarte, pwede akong palitan ng Lord anytime eh. Kaya ang paalala ko lang kung ano man ang pinagkaloob, pinagkatiwala sa iyo ng Panginoon, whether binigyan kanya ng talent to do business, whether binigyan kanya ng talent to teach, whether binigyan kanya ng talent to sing or to do ministry, do it for God's glory. Never grab the glory that the Lord deserves. Give Him glory. That's the best thing you can do. Be caution. No? Take caution rather. Be cautious, I should say. Don't be a victim of a misplaced allegiance. Minsan, yung ating pong mga katapatan, yung ating mga loyalty is dependent on the people that we serve, not on the Lord. Kaya pag sila nakaka-discourage na, pag tayo nainis na sa kanila, ayaw na natin. I hope that is not the case with you. Let your alliance, your allegiance, be on God, not on man. If you're loyal to God, you'll be loyal to me, you're loyal to the ministry. But if you're only loyal to me, when I'm gone, you're gone. Fix your eyes onto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. So, as we continue on further with the discussion that we were talking about, understand one thing. As I've said earlier, let me repeat it again. To who are you committed to? You have to choose well. Kasi minsan, alam niyo po, we make ministry or organization about people. The problem with that is when the people that we follow or the people that we kind of esteem so highly fail, our kind of sense of loyalty or, you know, our ability to kind of be truthful to a particular organization or ministry for that matter kind of crumbles altogether. Because we are focused on the wrong focus. We should focus more on God. And we have to, at the same time, exercise grace. We have to constantly learn how to divert and direct our attention. Okay? Hindi po ibig sabihin na parang pag nagmamaneho ka ng sasakyan, dahil huminto yung nasa harapan mo, hindi ka na rin aabante kasi ang dahilan mo, ayaw kasing umabante. Well, you have to find other ways. If they stop pursuing God, then choose to pursue God just the same because their faith, you know, does not determine your faith. You have to anchor your faith on Jesus. And when people fail, and God forbid if I fail, okay, continue on, press on so that as you continue, you can be an encouragement to me or to others probably that have gone weak. At the end of the day, understand one thing, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. As we kind of wrap this up, there are just a few things that I'd like to remind you. Okay? And the challenge simply is about this. Again, the authority, the blessing, the privileges that we are right now exercising and are wielding is loaned to us. Pinahiram lang po sa atin ng Panginoon. And one day, there will come a time that we have to pass it on or we have to relinquish it altogether. Because at the end of the day, everyone will give an account. But our influence, our legacy, you know, how we are going to be remembered. I remember Andy Stanley who said this, we are not going to be defined by our finest moment, but by our final hours. Minsan kahit na napakaganda ng ministry, napakaganda ng, you know, journey mo, yung sa bandang huli, nagkamali ka lang, nakalimutan na po lahat ng kabutihan ginawa mo. Let us not allow that to happen. Understand that we are entrusted or trusted stewards. Pinagkatiwalaan lang po tayo. Pinahiraman lang po tayo. Whether it's business opportunity, whether it's life altogether, or, you know, even the very people that are around us as leaders, if we are. The people that are following you are entrusted to you. They are not your property. Sometimes nakakalungkot, nakakita ka ng mga pastors, ng mga leaders, akala mo sila ang may-ari ng ministry. Hindi po tayo may-ari. Tayo po ay katiwala lamang ng Diyos sa kanyang ubasan. And for all its worth, serve well while you're at it. Whether you're a song leader, you're a Bible study leader, or what have you, Sunday school teacher, you know, serve well. Be faithful with what you have been entrusted with. Our humanity is diminished when we have no mission bigger than ourselves. It's never about us. Tama po, you know, the vocalist of U2, Bono, I think said that the best way. Tayo po ay, kumbaga sa bandang huli, makikita po natin na ang ating pagkatao, nakaangla po kung sino ang Panginoon. Our humanity is diminished when we have no bigger mission than ourselves. Sayang po kung para lamang sa sarili natin ang buhay natin. But our life finds its greatest purpose and meaning and significance when we align ourselves with the very plans of God. So, in closing, you are set apart for victory. And it's yours to possess. So, will you make a choice? What are you here for? So, friends, as I close this, understand one thing. Forget your past. Forget 2020. It's COVID year and probably we'll see into 2021 post-COVID opportunity. But forget the past and what happened in the past. Make the rest of your life the best of your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. I pray that the message this morning has encouraged us or at least challenged us. Now, truly, Lord, from the very story of Job, we don't only draw, Lord God, perseverance and resilience, but we draw purpose. that you are mighty and that you are in control and that you are sovereign above everything. So, Panginoon, I pray that you bless the week ahead of us. I pray that you continue to connect with us in a manner that is most personal and guide us. I commit everyone to you and the week ahead of us. We praise you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, church. I'll see you again next Sunday. Have a good week ahead.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.